TikTok users are fighting a bill that would force the app to be sold off from its Chinese parent company, or else they would face a ban in this country. The House passed the bill yesterday, and it now goes to the Senate, and President Biden has said he would sign it if it reaches his desk. Supporters of the bill argue TikTok is a threat to national security, whereas the company and its defenders say shutting down the app could violate free speech. Let's bring in Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. He's a Democrat who helped to write the bill. Congressman, welcome.
Hey, Scott.
You're also on the Intelligence Committee, so privy to some information other members are not. Is there smoking gun evidence about what TikTok has actually done with American user information or actually done to push misinformation?
Yes. Probably the best way to explain it is TikTok's own representations to Congress and how those have been false. You know, TikTok says that, for instance, American user data is only stored in America and in Singapore. But unfortunately, that is not true. Some of that data has been stored on PRC servers, including sensitive financial information. A second representation has been that no China-based ByteDance employees have access to American user data. That has also been proven false. And then finally, they've said that this data has never been used against American citizens. Unfortunately, that has also been false because in the most publicized case, they actually used the geolocation data of certain journalists to surveil them when they had revealed problems with the supposed firewall that TikTok had put around American user data. And so in light of this, as well as the fact that ByteDance has extremely close ties to the CCP, indeed its editor-in-chief is actually the secretary of the Chinese Communist Party cell embedded at the various highest echelons of the company to control the direction of the company, this relationship is problematic.
Yeah. Now, some would say that this margin suggests this is another episode of Washington, D.C. Beltway groupthink, that this is a new red scare. You know, some of the defenders of TikTok in Congress raise that. Do you have concerns about that?
No, I know that the CCP put out a press release basically saying the same thing. I think that what was one of the most influential things that happened last week that convinced so many people in Congress to vote in favor of this bill was TikTok's own actions. On the morning of the vote in the House Energy and Commerce Committee, TikTok sent out a push notification and a pop-up to millions of users using geolocation targeting of minor children to compel them to call their member of Congress in order to continue accessing content on their TikTok. Well, these offices were flooded with phone calls from children as young as 9 years old. And the kids called in and said things like, "What is Congress? What is a congressman? Please give me my TikTok back." This influence campaign, so to speak, was precisely what infuriated people and got them to basically recognize that this legislation is needed to address, you know, a potential future influence campaign that could come at a much more fraught moment.
Now, as far as the users of TikTok, you know, in the U.S. is something like 170 million people in this country. So about half of the people who live in the United States use this app, some of them certainly for what the users consider important uses. As far as hearing from your constituents, did you hear some of their arguments for why it's important to them? Is their feedback important to you?
Absolutely. And I think that the most important thing that people need to understand is this bill is not a ban. It's a requirement to divest. And secondly, it's really not about TikTok. It's about ByteDance. Our expectation is that the platform would continue to operate as it is right now, but that it wouldn't be under the control of the CCP. And this is not without precedent. The best example is Grindr, a very popular LGBTQ app that was owned by a Chinese company. Once the U.S. government found out that the CCP had access to the very sensitive personal data of LGBTQ members of the military and government officials, they forced the Chinese company to divest this particular social media app. Well, it was done very quickly because Grindr was a very popular and valuable social media app. And it was done without disruption to the users. And that's what we would expect with TikTok as well.
Yeah. There is, to some, though, a constitutional question here. Now, you're a lawyer. I don't even play one on the radio. But in the state of Montana, as you know, a federal judge struck down the state of Montana's TikTok ban, saying users are, quote, deprived of communicating by their preferred means of speech. Is there, at the very least, a question of freedom of speech here?
Yes, and that's why this particular bill was structured in the way it was. It's not a ban, it's a requirement to divest. And I think that this particular bill strikes the right balance. I feel that it will pass constitutional muster. And again, we are concerned more about the relationship between the platform and the CCP and the control of the CCP over the platform. We're not really concerned about what is actually expressed on the platform. This is not content discriminatory in any way.
All right. We've been talking to Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, Democrat from Illinois, one of the key sponsors of the TikTok legislation. Congressman, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Scott.